Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And back at work tonight, the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you can get your mail delivered today. And, of course, Tom and his suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, put an S in the middle of it, and then America. Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, where I believe it's not too bad of an evening, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. Oh. Listen to that. My goodness, you got him going.
Well, they're happy tonight.
Well, there's a big overflow crowd here again. I don't know what they're here for, but we had the football game, the home football game, which the Bulls lost. The next thing coming up locally, besides baseball, the Red Sox are in town over in St. Pete playing the Tampa Bay Rays, which, by the way, the Rays won yesterday. And we got the football game coming up Sunday night.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're playing the Dallas Cowboys here in town, so we'll see what happens.
Very cool.
Now, got to say the pledge. Got to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, a special master has been ordered in the Trump document case. That's something that I think we can see coming, and I don't see any surprise with that. Do you?
No, I don't. But this is a very, very big development, though, in this entire affair of the FBI raiding the Mar-a-Lago estate. Yes.
Well, the way the judge worded this is they granted the Trump special master request to review the documents from the FBI raid and suspended the DOJ use of the seized materials. In other words, they can't do any more whatever it was they were doing, which I don't think anybody really knew what they were doing.
Well, right. Now, also key here as well, Captain, is it's going to take some time, number one, to find the special master, likely someone who might be a retired federal judge, someone who...
Well, it's got to be somebody with a top secret security clearance.
And they have to, right, they have to have the appropriate clearances.
Yep.
But this is going to take time to do. Now, whether or not this all gets done before the November elections, we don't know yet. But this obviously is going to continue to come to bear on the public's perception as we move into the midterms. Yes.
Now, moving on, the worries from the about the American economy have eased somewhat in the last couple of months, but the issue remains itself a top concern for most voters. It's at the top of the list, if not of some of the voters, that certainly a fair amount of the voters.
Well, that's right. And I think what's important to remember here as well is that there's nothing organic on the horizon that that economists can really point to say, well, this is going to be transitory, if things are going to get better sooner than later. You know, there's nothing really to point to on that. So while we may have seen some easing, I think voters understand quite fully that we're not anywhere near out of the woods yet. So this is going to continue to be a major factor moving into November.
Well, you're right, and we know that all the different things that go on here in this world which we live in are require the cooperation of groups of people, and certainly this next election is coming up. If we want to win, we better get our act together. We better get our act together.
Well, absolutely, because we keep hearing these stories, Captain, that somehow, you know, it's getting better for Democrats, and they might have a better chance than they ever thought. And so the Republicans and conservatives really have to play as if they're 10 points behind and not let up one little bit.
You bet. Now, did you see the iconic photo that I think I sent it to you of the West Virginia coal miners pushing a stranded electric car?
I did see that, yes.
So there's some places that are not allowing that picture to be shown.
Really?
Yeah, there's some web pages that are not allowing that to be shown.
Mm-hmm. Well, electric cars need electricity, and you have to have a lot of infrastructure to make it really practical.
I think somebody was embarrassed.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah, they didn't want anybody to see who the car manufacturer was. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after this break. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And come on out and meet the gang. John will be there. Jeff from Sarasota will be there, and you'll hear his voice here in a few minutes. And we'll have possibly the Godfather. He hasn't told me if he's going to be there or not yet. But we'll have a great group of people there, as we always do. Now, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. And, of course, right now, I've been telling you what's going on over there at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. If you go over there and you go into the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, just use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there and buy whatever it is you want to buy. But I'm telling you, you got to get a hold of the all-season slippers, the all-season slippers, for $29.98. Now, these are made better, if that's possible, than the MyPillow slippers were. They've got more padding in the bottom, number one, and a little bit more rigid around the outside. It's almost like wearing a pair of penny loafers when you wear the slippers that look like they're loafers. So, tell you what, you just got to check it out. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code CAPTAIN. You can also call them at 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And check out the all-season slippers, $29.98. You also might see something else there that might tickle your fancy. But MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've had a development up there in Saskatchewan with the stabbing spree and the two suspects they were looking for. 10 people dead, 15 people hospitalized up in Saskatchewan. The manhunt is underway in Canada, but I understand one of the suspects was found dead.
Yes, that's what we're learning at this hour, Captain, that one of the brothers, evidently this was a team of two brothers who were carrying out these attacks, one of them is dead. The authorities right now theorize that one of the brothers turned on the other one, and so far we don't have any particular motive yet. They're trying to figure out if these are connected, if they're targeted killings, or if some were random attacks. So this is still a very much a developing case.
Now, Frenchie was busy yesterday, and she was talking about the creation of 10,000 million jobs. I think we have the audio on that.
We do, and it's important to note, Captain, that the White House press secretary was continually glancing down at her the big book that she has, right?
Yep.
That she reads from. So she's going to tell us that they've created 10,000 million jobs. Hear for yourself.
Hit it with a hammer.
Let's try that one more time. Technical glitch.
As you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where's the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait. Hold on.
Okay, Captain, 10,000 million jobs. Okay, we here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we've done the math. We understand, Captain, that 10,000 million is equal to 10 billion jobs.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just bought the Brooklyn Bridge for 35 cents.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's to the point of being pathetic with this woman. I mean, it's an embarrassment. And I guess they're afraid to say anything or do anything because, my God, they might offend a minority. They might offend someone that's not quite like us because she's lesbian or gay or whatever it is she is, okay? We might do something terrible. But you know something? There comes a time when you got to draw the line and say, look, she's a laughing stock of the press corps. We got to get rid of her. Put her in the basement or something. You know, give her a different position in a different department.
Well, she's struggling, and there's no doubt about that.
More than struggling.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, again, looking down at the book, the big binder or whatever, constantly having to refer to that, not being able to discuss extemporaneously at all the subject matter, it would seem, to be able to just have a command of the material. This is so important, Captain, for that incredibly important job, whether it's Republican administration or Democrat administration. The job of White House press secretary is unbelievably important.
You and I could do that for a lot less money.
This is true.
And we'd be very happy.
Well, that's right. Well, exactly. But somebody's writing the stuff in the binder, too. So they're trying to keep on message for what it's worth. But honestly, whoever put in the book 10,000 million jobs, you know, hopefully they're having a conversation with them at some point here.
Now, the federal government is currently spending billions of dollars to promote electric vehicles, but most Americans still don't consider them practical, do not want, nor do they have any intention of buying an electric vehicle anytime soon. Now, the latest Rasmussen polls, National Telephone Survey, finds that only 28% of American adults believe American cars today are practical for most drivers. 54%, almost double, think electric cars are not practical, while 18% say they're just not sure about the cars to begin with. Those findings have changed very little since March. I don't think their PR campaign is working.
Well, no, and I honestly think, Captain, that it needs to be approached in almost an entirely different fashion, and that is to talk about things that are mission-specific. If you're commuting to work and you commute 20 miles, let's say, maybe an electric car is a great deal for you. Maybe it's a great asset for you to have. But if you need more capability, you need more flexibility, then a gas-powered engine is going to be the right thing. So as opposed to trying to make everybody say, okay, well, you're going to convert to electric cars because it's the best thing for the planet or whatever it is they're saying, it's not going to go well. And certainly when you get out into the highways and byways of the land, and you don't have the infrastructure to support it, you can't go take a road trip, you know, because you're not going to be able to charge up your electric vehicle and charge it up very quickly. You know, when you stop to get fuel, for example, at a Pilot or Flying J travel center, for example, you gas up and you're on your way. But what happens if you have to wait 6 hours to be able to do that?
Just to get a trickle charge to where you can run it for 100 miles.
Exactly right. So everything changes about people's ability to move about the country, to plan their trip, to whatever, whether it's pleasure or for business, whatever it is. This is an entirely new, different universe that they're trying to impose.
Now, Donald Trump said, remember, it takes courage and guts to fight a totally corrupt Department of Justice and the FBI. They're being pushed to do the wrong thing by many sinister outside sources. And until impartiality, wisdom, fairness, and courage are shown by them, our country can never come back or recover. It will be reduced to being a third world nation. What's your thought on that?
Well, one of the problems is that you do have people who are in a third world nation, or certainly people who know history of different countries in the world over time. They're looking at that and what happened, and they're seeing the parallels. This is what you do in a, for lack of a better expression, the banana republic, right? You go after your political rivals, you use the national police force to go do it, and you send in the troops, as it were, in order to do the raid. And it's all for political purposes. The American people, Captain, I think, are really, really unhappy and disgusted, really, with the notion that our institutions are now being literally weaponized one way or the other. Whether Republicans do it or Democrats do it, I think the general consensus of the American people is that it's wrong.
Well, I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. But time will tell, right?
Well, exactly. But President Trump, of course, you know, for some reason, he's able to take these kinds of things, as wacky as this was and as wild as it was, he's able to take it, and for some reason, he can actually go out there and campaign on it. and it's just literally, it's like, you know, kind of bouncing off him and going back at those in the DOJ who decided to do this.
All right, well, the music's coming up in my ear right now, so you hang on. And, folks, when we come back, the next segment will be coming right up. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I've got Kyle Warren with me, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, we'll be talking about a brand-new prime minister for the United Kingdom. Yep, a lady. Yep, yep, and yep. I'll be right back.
And stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
One of the suspects in Canada's deadliest attack ever was found near the stabbing sites.
police in Regina, Saskatchewan say 31-year-old Damian Sanderson's injuries were not self-inflicted. They believe his 30-year-old brother Miles is injured and on the run, likely in the provincial capital. Former President Donald Trump got his request granted by a federal judge. He wanted a special master to review documents the FBI seized from his Florida estate a month ago. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the decision. Liz Truss will officially be the new British Prime Minister on Tuesday. The 47-year-old will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She'll have to deal with pending economic and energy crises. China is accusing Washington of breaking into computers at a university that U.S. officials say does military research. Markets are closed due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh boy, I'm getting hungry already. Yep, Mission Barbecue. They got great food there. And if you want to have a good time with some good people, come on out, 11:30, West Waters. I'll be there till 1:30. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking every day for going on over 8 years. The reason I take it is because it works. And if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, elbow, leg, whatever kind of pain you've got, including general muscle aches and pain from your daily regimen or your job, then I'm going to suggest that you order the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor to get started. Now, it's only $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. I didn't think it would work for me because I tried just about everything under the sun. I tried it, and within 2 weeks, boom. I was out of pain. Now, to keep it that way, you have to continue to take it. So every morning when I start up with my breakfast routine, whatever it happens to be, whether it's mid-morning or late morning or early afternoon, I take the packet of Relief Factor, one packet, 4 capsules, and away I go. Now, you can find out what it's all about, too, by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. See if it'll work for you.
I mean, if it doesn't, you're only out $20, and you should know within 2 to 3 weeks at the very most. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because like Kyle likes to say, what do we tell everybody, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. The United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, is now the Prime Minister over in England. She won the Conservative leadership contest, defeating the former Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, I know that was an Irishman, by a margin of more than 20,000 votes. Now, she is replacing current Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who said, I'll be back. Did you hear him say that?
He did. That's right. He's looking to make some kind of comeback.
Yeah. Johnson admitted he made a mistake by trying to keep Prince Fincher on in the government despite the sexual misconduct allegations against him, and that's what probably caused him to lose his job. By the way, after more than 50 government ministers resigned, I might add, they've lost their confidence in him as a leader. So, congratulations to the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Somebody said that they didn't mention the word Margaret Thatcher, but there was another woman that was the Prime Minister for a while, and it really didn't work all that well. And they said she's another, whatever the woman's name was, I can't think of it.
Well, according to some of the reports that I've heard, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, Liz Truss, she seems to want to model herself after Margaret Thatcher, according to some of these stories that we're hearing. She's also captained the fourth Conservative Prime Minister, of course, for Great Britain here now in a row. Now here's the thing. She officially becomes the Prime Minister, I believe, when Queen Elizabeth meets with her. The Queen is at Balmoral Castle, we understand, so the new Prime Minister is going to travel there to meet with Queen Elizabeth. But that's right. Yeah, best of luck to her. Certainly, calling back the days of Margaret Thatcher might be a very good thing for relations between the United States and Great Britain. And also, it would seem to me, though, Captain, that some of these things, like, for example, Brexit, I think she was initially opposed to it and then
yeah.
passed, and then she was very supportive of it. So that's sort of a window into where she's coming from here.
Now we're going to take a look at some surveys from last week. President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rate of 44%. He's gone up about 7 or 8% over the last couple of weeks. I don't know why, but he has. And worries about the American economy right now have eased somewhat in recent months, but the issue still remains a top concern for most voters. And the federal government, of course, is spending billions of dollars to promote electric vehicles, while most Americans still do not even want to buy them.
Well, right. Of course, with the economy, of course, you know, we're looking at these various developments. But again, there doesn't seem to be something there that simply says, aha, here's the problem that's going to be corrected very easily. And I think the American people know that it's not something that can be corrected easily overnight. Easily, perhaps, in terms of policies, because they know the policies, Captain, that the Biden administration brought in and created this chaos. So, yes, to some degree, we could get back to be energy independent, do these kinds of things, get fuel prices down, but that's going to be a long road ahead, unfortunately, because there's been a lot of damage done. We're seeing things happen, of course, in spending and people's outlook for the future, and all that's going to be affected by how, quote-unquote, rich they feel moving into the fall here.
Now, America's illegal immigration problem is getting worse, and most voters still believe that President Joe Biden's handling of the issue remains totally, totally not positive at all, and that he remains very unpopular because of it.
Well, right. The policies, and this, by the way, Captain, this goes right to what's happening with the governor of Texas, for example, sending some busloads of illegal immigrants to places like Chicago, for example.
Big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and of course, the mayor of Chicago is criticizing the governor of Texas.
Yeah, they got 2,000 people, and she's jumping up and down, being, oh, we don't have a place. How about the the thousands that are down along that Mexican border. How about them?
Well, right. Yeah, and she's basically saying it's un-American and all this other kind of stuff. But she's
un-American.
Well, she declared the sanctuary city, right? So the governor...
The state is a sanctuary state.
And it's a sanctuary state as well.
Uh-huh.
But what the governor responded, though, Governor Abbott in Texas responded and said, maybe Joe Biden needs to stop the problem at the border, which is creating this problem to begin with. So, yes, of course, Americans, I think, are going to be very unhappy with the performance on the border.
They could send the buses to Peoria or Effingham, Illinois, and drop them off right there, and that would still be in the state where they're going to take care of them.
Well, precisely. But you have these big sanctuary state leaders that are coming out really as hypocrites. I mean, it's either they're going to welcome illegal immigrants with open arms and say, oh, send us every single one that comes across the border.
Sure.
Or they're showing their real true colors, which means they don't really want illegal immigrants, but they think it's politically expedient to say so, and they don't care how destabilizing it is.
Now, as students return to the classroom this fall, more than four times as many Americans rate the public schools poor as rate them excellent. That's not good.
Well, no, not at all. Schools have suffered tremendous blows, especially as with the advent of COVID and so forth. And now, of course, Captain, I think you've got a lot of teachers who didn't want to go back to teaching. And those who do, they've got their hands full. And then you have other problems. You've got the behavioral problems. And then you've also got some of the psychological ramifications of having the online school and masks and all that stuff for years against the kids.
Now, we're coming up on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got a lot to talk about again tonight there. But after the top of the hour, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Adam Kinzinger, because it looks like as if Adam Kinzinger has finally bitten off more than he can chew. He picked on the wrong person and it's going to cost him. How do you like that?
Well, it's going to be pretty good right after the top of the hour, as you said.
Absolutely. Good luck. Good luck to Liz Cheney on trying to bail him out of this one. Not going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
By the way, before we do go to break, one last little thing here from the Rolling Stone, the magazine, the Rolling Stone. Sarasota County, right across the bridge from where I'm at right now, is a bedrock of Florida conservatism, the sort of place where the GOP base meets the Republican-leaning suburbs. And they wrote a very interesting piece for the Rolling Stone about Sarasota and what's happened down there with the school board and all that sort of stuff, because that was the reason for them writing the story to begin with was the big school board turnover down there, where they flipped the school board first time.
Very interesting, indeed, yes. Very interesting.
And kudos to Bridget Ziegler and her crew down there. That's a good group of people. I'm proud to say that they're friends of mine.
Very cool.
All righty, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some interesting music we're going to be playing here. Yeah, buddy. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we're getting ready to play the Captain's America, Third Watch, Truckers Music of the Hour here. But I couldn't get something to play here, so I had to turn around and do something different for a minute. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch, and this Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Let's see what we got here.
Take you to church home.
is that masked man?
Is it Wilson Pickett?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right, gotcha.
That's from 1965.
And it's still got a great sound. I mean, it's that
sure.
classic sound. I mean, it is, you know, can't be improved upon.
No, and you can dance to it, and it's got a good beat, and it's something, you know, that if you're trucking along, it'll keep you awake. You're tapping your toes, this, any other. But anyway, let me just read this little thing here, and then I'll turn it loose to you. As it stands right now, folks, oppressive heat, they're calling it oppressive now, with a potential where dozens of record-high temperatures persist across the West. Now, enhanced fire weather threats will be in place around in California, as well as Oregon and Nevada through Tuesday. Now, the interior Pacific Northwest on Wednesday will also be included in this. In the meantime, heavy rain and localized flash flooding is going to be possible again in the lower Mississippi Valley, over to the middle Atlantic, up into New England where we've got rain. We've got all kinds of flood warnings up there. Plus, we're still getting flooding down here in the south and over here to the east of me. It's not that bad, but in a place called Polk County in Florida, it's a little bit damp there tonight, and some people are getting their toesies wet, as well as up north of Atlanta. Still got some flooding up there. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Well, we've still got basically this heat dome that is all over most of the western part of the United States, mostly California, Nevada, Utah, and on down through Arizona. This heat is going to stay with us, obviously, for the next few days at the very least. Southern California experiencing some power outages earlier today. I know there were some in a place called Laguna Beach. California also, we've got a couple of fires that have caused some problems. In fact, two people, Captain, sadly dying in a fire out in Hemet here in Southern California. Some 2,700 acres burned there. One of the key issues for our trucker friends tonight for Interstate 5 is still going to be you've got at least two lanes closed up near Castaic right before you start up into the Grapevine there. This is from the route fire that burned part of the roadway and part of the support structures for the overpass there. And so they're definitely checking that out. They've got to send some core samples out. It's a long story, but they're going to fix it. But you've got some delays there. So if you're going through that area, be aware of that. We're continuing the heat advisories all through California, southern Nevada, northern Nevada. We've also got hot and dry weather all through the Pacific Northwest, up through Montana, Washington, and Oregon in many, many areas there. And one other thing to round this out, the tropical storm, Captain, that is down off of Mexico and Baja right now, that is going to likely bring some moisture up into Southern California as we head towards the weekend. So that might help to break the big heat wave and bring some much-needed weather or some much-needed moisture, I should say. But if you're going to be coming into this area, you might find some widespread rain all throughout the Southern California area. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we've got a couple of named storms over here in the Atlantic. Neither one is involving land at the moment, but we'll get into that in a minute. Right now, I want to take a look at what is going on over here pretty much east of the Mississippi River, because west of the Mississippi River, there's not too much to talk about tonight. Up in Wisconsin, Green Bay, over about 40 or 50 miles to the west, on down towards Madison, and then over towards Lake Michigan. You've got an area of unsettled weather there where you could have everything from showers to thunderstorms or whatever happens to come in. But anyway, there is an area of weather we need to tell you about there. We do have some fog down around New Orleans. And again, if you're coming out of New Orleans and going north up 55, when you get into Mississippi, they still have flooding in Mississippi from 2 weeks ago. It's getting better in terms of the water levels, but there's still flooding there off the main road, so be careful. If you got to get off and go running around somewhere in the two lanes, you might have a surprise, might have a couple of detours along the way, too. Now, as I said, over here in Florida, Polk County, we had an area there where there was some flooding in the traditional low areas over there that's sort of getting back to normal, but there's still some high water there to contend with, so be advised about that. And then going up into Georgia, again, north of Atlanta, the two counties where we had the state of emergency declared, that's still in effect. The water is starting to go down a little bit up there, but it's going to take a few more days to get things back to where you don't have water, standing water in some of the roads up there. Taking a look at Kentucky, the central part of Kentucky, we have a large area there. Remember when we had the floods, Kyle, about 3 weeks ago?
Oh, yes.
Well, the flooding is back in those same areas again right now. So we have a large area up through there where they had the flooding to begin with, where it's flooded again. I don't know how much damage it can do on top of damage, but be advised if you're going in that general direction, the north, just a little bit, let's see, just a little bit east of I-75 and just a little bit east of I-65. If you're going in that direction, be careful. Now, we do have rain and lots of it up the East Coast again tonight. We do have flooding and lots of that, and flood warnings and flood watches coming out of the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area over in towards Poughkeepsie, New York, over into the western part of Connecticut. And then it's raining all the way up to Bangor, Maine right now, all the way up I-95. And there's rain, it looks like, in the northern part of Jersey, the eastern part to include Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, and a little small part of Delaware and Maryland. There's a little bit of rain in there, but that should be done here pretty soon. So be advised, you're going to run into some weather, and you're going to run into some flooding up in there. So just pay attention to your surroundings so that you don't get in any trouble, because the worst thing again at night, Kyle, is to drive into water at night and you don't know how deep it is.
Well, exactly right, and it's just not worth it. You want to turn around, don't go into the water like that.
Well, that's what we say, turn around, don't drown. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, and this is predominantly where they'll run into that, will be on the two-lane roads if they're trying to take a shortcut or cut across or do something or whatever. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, why don't you tell us why we go to the Pilot and the Flying J's?
Well, Captain, we love to go to the Pilot and Flying J's because the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, the good people there, they love truckers and they love pro drivers, and they are dedicating all of the month of September as Driver Appreciation Month. That's right, folks. Pilot Flying J is celebrating the hard work of professional drivers. So head on over to the My Rewards Plus app. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. If you haven't already, become a member of the rewards program using the My Rewards Plus app for free drinks, bonus points, and other exclusive offers. It's because, folks, pro drivers go further for America, so we are going further for them. So that's really an important thing to remember. Also, don't forget as well that if you're using the My Rewards Plus app, you can save 10 cents a gallon on gasoline from now until October 31st.
All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, I didn't say too much about the storms that are out there in the ocean, because they're not really bothering the coast. They're not bothering any landmass, but we'll at least tell you what's going on. We're going to have a second hurricane out there by the name of Earl.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.